Chapter 4, Devotional 11, Walking in the Spirit of the Lord, God's Power and Anointing. In Luke 4, verses 17 to 19, we read, "The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.'" Two verses after this passage, containing Isaiah's prophecy of his birth, Jesus stood before the crowd in the synagogue in Nazareth and boldly announced to his boyhood friends, family, and neighbors that he grew up with, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." The prophetic power of Isaiah, coupled with the conviction and boldness of Jesus' declaration, captures my attention. Reading on, we see that the crowd was initially amazed at his words, and yet soon their amazement passed and they became angry. Their anger was so intense that they surrounded him and drove Jesus out of town to the edge of the cliff with the intention of throwing him off the cliff. Scripture tells us that Jesus walked right through the crowd and went on his way to preach in Capernaum. Jesus understood the historic, cultural, and spiritual or kingdom significance of his presence on earth. He was very clear about his mission and purpose in life. He knew why he was here and what he was sent to do. He was God's messenger to the lost, sick, poor, and oppressed. Jesus came for one reason, to share the good news of the gospel and bring God's love, mercy, and grace and salvation to his people. He understood that his mission and anointing came from God. His friends and neighbors did not. As Christians, each of us must ask God to reveal his mission, purpose, and perfect will for our lives. To accomplish his will, we need to walk in his grace, anointing, and guidance. Like Jesus, we must be Spirit-led and allow the Holy Spirit to teach, lead, and guide us. When we are Spirit-led, we too can walk with purpose and confidence and boldness, knowing that God will make a way through any crowd of protest or rejection. Will you join me, child of God? Let us proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world and walk out our divine destiny. Lord, thank you for your Son, Jesus. Reveal your perfect will for my life and give me clarity regarding my mission and purpose. Teach me to act in boldness and to trust in you at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.